Rashi, Derech Gadol Derech Chatzeris, Shle Irvu, even though there was no Eruvi Chatzeris, that from one chotzer to another chotzer, still they carried from one chotzer to another chotzer. Viki Yisur Rabbon, Mechuras and Yisur Rabbon, still they did it. So the Gemara says this was not Bedere, but not Peshitas Reb Lezer. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Maskevla Reb Yosef, Shle Birotzen Reb Lezer? You're saying they didn't do good according to Reb Lezer? Adar Rabba, Pumfakir, just the opposite. Reb Lezer, who dishori? Reb Lezer in the Mishnah is the one that's matter. That you're allowed to do machshire milah. You could do carry the knife on Shabbos to the milah. So what do you mean? Was shleib rotsin Reb Lezer? Tichitene, maybe you want to say shleib rotsin Reb Lezer, what they did, but after they carried it on top of the roofs and they carried from one backyard to another backyard, that's not like Reb Lezer, because according to Reb Lezer, the shori afilu b'shus rabim, he's even matter to carry the knife through the b'shus rabim to the makam you have to go. So how come here the remark but Badavka not to go through the Shusha Rabbin? So it's a riot, they did not hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara Elohu then, the Chubu Rotzen Rabbonin? Obviously you want to say they went according to Rabbonin, they asked with Derech Shusha Rabbin, that they say to do, and you see the rice of the carrier through Shusha Rabbin, that's tak also. But I'll tell you maybe, Vishoru Derech Gagos V'Derech Hatzeros V'Kafifus. But you let it carry the knife on top of roofs, from one roof to another roof, or through the backyards, or through kafifas, that's like a big open park, an open place, it has dalad mechitas around it, but it's open, nobody lives there. So maybe that's pshat, according to Rabbonin, that this is mutta, according to Rabbonin. So the Gemara know, well, Mishari, is this true, is this mutta? V'atani, we learned, kishem she'en mevi'in oisoy, derech rishus rabim, just like you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos, for the purpose of making the milah, through the rishus rabim, according to the Rabbonin. In other words, the machshirim of Mila is not derech Shabbos, is kach ein mevi'in oisoi loy derech gagos. The same thing the Rabbanon hold, you're not allowed to carry it from one roof to another roof, even though this is only nisim of the Rabbanon. For loy derech kafifos, through one park like to another park, you can't carry it. For loy derech hatzeris, not through one backyard to another backyard. It's even though there's only yosim of the Rabbanon, still the Rabbanon were maimed there the reim, even by makam koros. So b'zoy monashach, this might say that they carried it through the chatzer, through the go-like. It doesn't go like Rabbi Lezer, because according to Rabbi Lezer, it even carried through the Rishus Rabbim. It doesn't go like the Rabbonin, because according to Rabbonin, you're talking not a lot of carry even through a mokum that's only awesome with the Rabbonin. So the Gemara, Elo Omer Ravashi, Shaloi Berotzen, Rabbi Eliezer, Machlo Koisei, Einach Nami. This maisa was not according to Rabbi Lezer, and for sure it was not according to the Rabbanon either, it wasn't according to. Ella, but who was it according to? Ella Barotzen Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you this. Again, Shadimaru Mishari, Votanya, Kishem Shein Mevi Noisoi, Derech Rishus Rabim. The Rabbanon hold you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos through Rishus Rabim. Is kachen nevi'in oisoi loy derech gagois, loy derech kafifos, loy derech hatzeris. The Rabbanon hold you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos from one chotzer to another chotzer, or from one park to another park, or from one roof to another roof. Even though it's only yosim of the Rabbanon, still the Rabbanon hold an issa the Rabbanon you can't do lutzarech mila. So how would they mat you here to carry the knife through the backyards and through the gagois? So the Gemara Elamai, Elo this Maisa was, Elo Amrabashi. Shaloi Berotzen, Rabbi Eliezer, Machlo Koise, Enech Nami. This Maisa did not go according to Reb Lezer, and did not go according to the Rabbonin that Amachulukan Reb Lezer. Elo Berotzen, Rabbi Shimon. No, this Maisa went according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echot Gagois, V'yechot Kafifois, V'yechot Chatzeris. You should know all roofs. A roof, from carried from one roof to another roof, to carry kafifos, like from one park to another park, the yechod chatzeris, to carry from one backyard to another backyard, kulon rishus echodheim, they all have the loch even metchila, you're allowed to carry from one backyard to another backyard, from one park to another park, you're allowed to carry, metchila, when, lekelim sheshiftu b'teichen, if at the beginning of Shabbos you had a chair, let's say, or you had a chair that was in the backyard. It was in the chotzer. So you're allowed to carry it from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer. For loy lekelim dosh shifter b'teich habayis. But if you had a chair that was in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, and then you take it out to your chotzer, in a case where you have a ruvi chatzeris, you're allowed to carry it from your house into your chotzer. Now this chair, though, since at the beginning of Shabbos it came from your house, then you're not allowed to carry it now on Shabbos from one chutzah to another chutzah. But let's say at the beginning of Shabbos, the chair was outside in your chutzah, then Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to carry it from one chutzah to another chutzah, to a gag into a kafir. Now the pshat from Shimon is, in the halach, we also hold like Reb Shimon, the pshat is like this. Really, all these rishuyis are like one rishus. They all have dalad mechitzas around them. So really, midiraisa, they're all rishus ayochid. Now really, your house is also rishus ayochid. So midiraisa, you're allowed to carry from your house into your backyard, since it has dalad mechitzas, into your friend's backyard, on top of your friend's roof, straight into another park, providing the karfif also has dalad mechitzas all around it. As bekitzer, all these makaymas have dalad mechitzas, four walls around them, so really, midiraisa, they're all rishus ayochid. Just the Rabbanan made Xero, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid. When is that? You can't carry from your house out to a Chotzer if you don't have an Eruvi Chatzeris. Because you can't carry from your house into the Karfif. Or you can't carry from your house on top of the roof if there's no Eruvi Chatzeris. Because the house, since that's the place where you live, is like a Mokum Miyuchat for you. You're the Bailam there. Now you want to carry it out to the chotzer, to the backyard. It doesn't only belong to you, the chotzer. Usually the case is you have a few apartments opening up into the backyard. So the backyard belongs to a few people. So mainly there it looks like you're taking it out from one rishus, your house, that belongs to you. It's miyuchat for you, into a rishus that other people could use it. So that midrabbanan is also looks like you're taking from one place to another place. It's called hetzeres mishus. And who are then? You can't carry from your apartment into your friend's apartment, into your neighbor's apartment, if you don't have an Eruv Chatzeris. Because since your apartment is miyuchet to you, and your friend's apartment is miyuchet to him, it looks like you're carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus, which is Asim the Rabbonin, because also maybe you come to carry from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabbim. But Mashen came all the Chatzeris, all the backyards themselves. If you have a chair that's in the backyard, now the backyard, since you don't live there, is not considered the miyuch and mokim like miyuchet to you. We just look at it as if it's a mokim that has four walls around it. It's a portion of Rishus Yochid. What about the top of a roof? A roof is also, since we say the four sides of the house like go up, it lies like it has mechitzas on the roof. So the roof is not a mokim that you live there. It's just a mokim that has dalad mechitzas. Who would in a carpet like a big open park? If it has dalad mechitzas around them, it's just like an open Rishus Yochid. So all these three places look like the same type of Rishus Yochid. It looks like you're carrying from one four-walled place to another four-walled place. So the Rabbanan didn't answer that. That's how Reb Shimon. So Metchila, you're allowed to carry, if you have the knife that before Shabbos was left in your backyard, you're allowed to carry it from your backyard to your friend's backyard, to the next friend's backyard, on top of the roof, through a kafir. He's providing all these mekayimis have dalad mechitzas around them. So they're all like one big Rishus Yochid. There's no issa bechlal of carrying from through a Rishus Yochid. So that's pshan this mice, they held like Reb Shimon. But enachlami, if the knife would have started off to be in your house, so then, from your house, that's like a mokim miyuchat to you, then it's true, then you're not allowed to carry into the chotzer if you don't have an eruv chatzeris. And if you do have an eruv chatzeris, you're allowed to bring it out into your chotzer, but then from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer, you're not allowed to carry if you don't have an eruv chatzeris with him. Because we always look where the chayfetz was at the beginning of Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was in your house, as considered as kli is leaving your house now and going someplace. So it goes into the chotzer. If you have an Erev, it's mutter. You go into your friend's chotzer, you don't have an Erev, it's also to bring it there. To bring it into a karfif without an Erev, it's also. So the kitzur of this maisa goes good according to Reb Shimon. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Tap Rashi. Rashi, Shlei B'Rotzen Reb Lezo Machlokusei, comma. The Rabbi Elezer afilu b'rishus rabim sharu. If this mice said that they didn't carry through the b'rishus rabim, is because they don't hold like Rabbi Elezer. V'yinu the derech achot chatzera, since they brought this only through the backyards, is goliad atayu diain machshirimilo doichin shabbos. Is they're showing us they do not hold like Rabbi Elezer. Baite v'shalei b'rotzen hachokim alav. It didn't go according to the rabbanon. The Asri Dera Chatzeris, the Rabbon hold, he can't even carry it through the backyards. Why? The Hemidu Chachomim Devrayim. The Yisr Shvus Afa Mokim Karus. Even though by listening to the Rabbon now, you can't do the Mitzvah Mila, still the Rabbon say, don't do the Mitzvah Mila, because it's B'mokim, because even though you're being over in Yisr Karus, but not doing Mila, still the Rabbon said, you can't bring the knife through an Yisr the Rabbonin. So how did they bring the knife through the Chatzeris here? The Territir, they hold like Reb Shimon. Rashi, Elbrotzen Reb Shimon, Shematir Afla Dvar Rishus. even on a regular Shabbos without the mitzvah's milah. He holds you're allowed to carry if something at the beginning of Shabbos was in the chotzer, in the backyard, you're allowed to carry from your backyard into your friend's backyard. Like we said, providing the adal mechitzas around both backyards. And Allah can we hold like that. It's not Reb Shimon Omer Echad Gagres Kulam V'Yafilu Hein Shobaylam Harbe. Even though they belong to different people, to a carry from your roof to your friend's roof is Metaltle Mizelezet. You let it carry from one roof to another roof. Loi Osru Mishus Lishus Elabatim. The only time it's also to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid if it starts off in a house. Hey, it's a house. We said the swear was it's Miuchid to you. You live there. It's your apartment. To carry from your apartment into your friend's apartment looks like you're carrying from one Rishus Yochid into another, different entirely Rishus. So that's also in the Rabbanon, unless you have a Ruvi Chatzeris, which makes it look like there's only one house here, only one Dira then. Karfifa Zatrashi, that's like an open park that has Dal Mechitas around it. Trashi Im Shel Beis Hasayim, if it's only a Beis Hasayim which is 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, who Metalta Bekulay. Then you're allowed to carry in the whole park, since it has dal mechitz around it, it's muta. But in Yaisa, there's aloch negeya. If you have, let's say, a carf of like a park, that's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, it's more, let's say, 120 feet by 120 feet, playhook of the dira, nobody lives inside there, is korole rishus achas. Yeah, what do you mean here? It's called one rishus, because the aloch is in such a place, you're not allowed to carry dal namas rishus, you're not allowed to carry dal namas on Shabbos. It's a negeya, if you're in a big park. And it's more than 120 feet by 120 feet, even though it has mechitzas all around it, you're not allowed to carry dal damas inside it. So what is it called here? It's called one rishus that you can carry. That there it says it's rash rishus achas lagabi chaveroi, from one to its friend. Or lagabi chotz latalto beiz amas bezel, beiz amas bezim. Now, if you have something right at the end of the park, and you want to carry it out of the park into another chotzer, you're allowed to do it. I'll be carrying less than dal damas in the park. That's only sheshiftei b'teichun. When is the mutter to carry from a park, from a chotzer to a roof? When it was the beginning of Shabbos, hoyu b'teichun. The kelim were inside the chotzer. It wasn't inside the house. If you had this chair at the beginning of Shabbos in your house, loy mi boy, not only hechid loy irvu b'nei boti achotzer, when there's no roof b'chatzerus. You're not allowed to carry it out from your house into the chotzer. You can't carry from your house into the chotzer if you don't have the ruvi chatzeris. If there are other neighbors that also use the backyard, you made an eruv chatzeris. You're allowed to carry out from your house into your backyard. So once you carry this chair out of your house into your backyard, you're not allowed to carry this chair now into your friend's backyard if you don't have an erev with him. Because like I said, since at the beginning of Shabbos this chair was in your house, it's considered a kli habayis that you're not allowed to carry from your house into your friend's chotzer. That's Madri Abon, like carrying from one rishus into another rishus. Now, Tosfos on top asked him just on the kasha. The Chur was saying this mace is not according to Reb Lezer. Because according to Reb Lezer, you're allowed to carry Metchila straight through the Rishus Rabin. For Tosfos, the klal is, when do we say it could be Deicher or Navera to be Oy Derech Aloysa say, to Mekan the Mitzvah say, that's only with Eesh Lekayim Shneim? But Avad, if you have a right, if you could do it, a knife and a heter, you have no right to do the Avera? So here, since they could carry the knife through the Chatzeris or through the Gagus without being over Nisa the Raisa, who said Reb Lezer's Matthew to carry through the Shus Rabin? So maybe this Maisa went according to Reb Lezer, neither according to Reb Lezer. When can he carry through a Shus Rabin when there's no other way to bring the knife to the Makam Hamila? But here in this Maisa, when they could bring the knife through the roofs or through the backyards, maybe if according to Reb Lezer, you're going to do it that way. The Torah is here blessed by Kashim. The Torah is before on Aleph says a teretz, a chiddush, that the Pshat HaKoran Skrab Lez is like this. If you carry it through the Rishus Rabim, you get there in 10 minutes. If you're going to go krichin and carry it through the backyards and the top of the roofs and through the parks, it'll take you half an hour to get there. There's nafkimina zrizis. You're not going to do the mitzvah as fast right away as if you could do it by carrying it through the Rishus Rabim. So to do the mitzvah, the maher ha-mitzvah, is afa pish yochalach HaKoran Skrab Lez. It's kedai to carry the knife through the Rishus Rabin. You'll be able to start the milah faster, Whereas the other way, carrying it through the backyard will take a longer, that's also called, that's not called extra kaim shneim. It's not called you can do the mitzvah the same way. No, to do the mitzvah is rizis is called the bigger mitzvah, that's even Deich Shabbos according to Rebbe Eliezer. Yeah, now we're going to have a little shayla about Hilkus, about Ervin. There's like a little akdama to the Masechet Ervin. The mitzvah Shem will get this more clearer, because when we learn the Masechet Ervin, there's a little shreya sugi here, we'll go through a little bit. So the more boy mine Rebbe Zera m'Rebbe Yassi. Rebbe Zera yes, Rebbe Yassi yishayla. Movui, shaloi nishtatfu boy, you have a movui, that's the alleyway, that the owners there did not make a shtufim a voice. They did not make it that it's mutter to carry from your house into the movi. Is mahol metalto bekuloi. What about if you have a kli that's in the movi itself at the beginning of Shabbos? You have like a chair inside the movi in the alleyway. Are you allowed to carry the chair all around in the alleyway or not? Now, out of this alleyway, the movi, here we're talking about, has three men. Usually the alleyway, tomorrow. If you say a movi has to be like this, we'll soon see. Like the Rashi and Tosfos, those are chatzerim. It's like a courtyard opening up into the alleyway. And before the courtyard, before the chatzer, it's like on the side, the gilyon, that's where the houses are. So you have a house, two houses, have to open up into at least into one chatzer. And you have to have then two different chatzerim opening up into the movi. So the least you could have is four houses opening up into two different chatzerim, and these two chatzerim, these two courtyards, open up into the alleyway, how you get out into a Shus Rabbi. Now the alleyway here has three mechitas all around it, like our Gemara on top, and the two sides are filled with houses, let's say, in chatzerim. The bottom is the way you go through the Shus Rabbi. So we'll see in Masechtas Ervin, there's a new kulam of the Rabbonin, that how are you allowed to carry inside the Movi? There's no fourth wall. The Rabbonin gave the kulam with the Kuren with a Lechi. A Lechi means at the opening you just have to have a beam, one beam sticking straight up. Sticking straight up, a beam, going straight up, that's called a Lechi. Without Rabbonin will mat you to carry in the Movi. Or El Huadin a Kuren. A Kuren means you have a beam going across on top at the opening of the Movi, even though really there's no fourth wall there, but with this heker of either a Kaira or else a Lechi, the Rabban will make you allowed to carry in the Movi. It's considered as if there's a fourth wall there, and now you're allowed to carry in the Movi. That's how Hilchus Rishus HaYochid. It's the Kaira and the Lechi gives this Movi like its fourth wall, now it has four walls around it. But still there's a Shaila of a Rubi Chatzeris, like we said, you're not allowed to carry something out of your house into the Chotzer or into the Movi if you don't have any Rubi Chatzeris. So here, usually Eruv HaTzeres means that first you want to be able to carry from your house into your chotzer, into your courtyard. Let's say you have two people, two houses opening up into one chotzer. So once first you make as Eruv HaTzeres, that you're allowed to carry now from your house into the chotzer. But Vaita, let's say this chair at the beginning of Shabbos started out in your house. So you had an Eruv HaTzeres, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos into your chotzer. Now you want to carry it on Shabbos into the Movi, from your chotzer into the Movi. That's also to carry. Like we always say, since the beginning of Shabbos, this chair started out in your house, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the Movi unless you have another thing. That's called the Shtufim voice. That means all the chatzerim that opens up into this alleyway got together and they made an Erev together. That's called the Shtufim voice. The same thing, all the Bnei HaChotzer come together like into one chotzer, and they put the pot, they put the piece of bread down in one chotzer. That's called the Shtufim voice. Now you're allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, into the Movi. That's called if you have a Shtufim voice, you have an Erev. Another case is you don't have a Shtufim voice, you don't have any Erevin. You're not allowed to carry something from your house into the Movi. So even without an Erev though, let's say from beginningish before Shabbos, you had a chair in the Movi. It's not called the chair that came from your house, but this chair was in the Movi. So you want to know now, are you allowed to carry in this Movi? Since Lamaisa, the Movi has like four walls, it's like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so it should be just like the Chotzer, just like we had before. If you have your own backyard, even inside you didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris, you have two neighbors opening up into the same backyard. So you're not allowed to carry from your house into the backyard. Let's say you have the chair from before Shabbos in the backyard itself, then you are allowed to carry all around the backyard, Dal Damas and more in the backyard itself. Because that's a Rishus HaYochid, you're not being mighty from one Rishus to another Rishus. So that's the Shal here also. Now you want to carry on Shabbos in the Movi, from the beginning of the Movi to the end of the Movi, Dal Damas in the Movi. Is it Mutter or not? That was the Shal. Nochamal, is Movi Shlenish Tatfubo? You have a Movi that they did not make a Shtufim voice. so you're not allowed to carry from your house into the movi. Over the shalar is mal letalta bekulei. What about if you have this kli in the movi itself from the beginning of Shabbos? Can you carry it through the movi or not? Me, Amrinu, do we say kichotzadomi that this movi, the alleyway, should have the same halacha like a chotz, like your backyard? Ma chotz, just like your backyard. Ah, fagav the leirvu, even though you didn't make an eruv chatzeris, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the backyard, but muta letalta bekulei. But you are allowed to carry in the chotzer itself, all around the chotzer. It's any kli that's in the chotzer, you can carry it around as much as you want in the chotzer. Of course, it's called Rishus Yachid. It's Zuchura Hainami, the same thing, this mob with this alleyway. Ah, for God, the Lord, Nishtatfu boy, even though they didn't make a shtufim a voice. So you're not allowed to carry Kalim out of your house into the mobui of a mutu atalta bakulai. On the side, you had a kli in the mob itself in the beginning of Shabbos. You're allowed to carry it 8-20 yamis, as much as you want. In the mob, you can carry it. That's one side. Oiduma, no, maybe here it's different. Oiduma, loidomi lechotzer. I tell you, a mob with the alleyway is not doima to the backyard to a chotzer. The chotzer is leidal mechitzis. Because the chotzer, the backyard, there the rabbanu will not make it with four walls and the fourth side just to have a lechi or a kaira. There in the backyard in the chotzer, it's only mutter to carry if you mamish have four walls. Or else the fourth wall has to be at least a tzuras hafesach, we'll see in Masechta Ervin. But I call upon them, it has a shame you have a good four walls there. That's when you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. Mashenken hai, lest the dal mechitzis. Mashenken here, this mavi was saying it doesn't have a fourth wall. All it has is just three walls. And on the fourth wall, the Rabbanu will make it to carry in a mavi with a kaira with a lechi, just with a beam, either one beam sticking straight up at the beginning of the opening, or else a beam going straight across on top. But you don't really have a fourth wall there. So about you'll have a kula of a mavi to carry with these things, maybe the Rabbanu will only make up a mokim you have a shtufim of voice, when you have a shituf. But if you don't have a shtufim of voice, you didn't make an error before Shabbos, maybe you can't carry more than dal damas in the mavi. In Ami, another svar, why it's different than a chotzer? Chotzer is le diurin. In a chotzer, it's the backyard that opens up into your house. It's like you use it kiseida. It's diurin, means people live there kiseida. So, male, that's where they will make you allowed to carry in the chotzer dal damis. Abahai, less be diurin. But here, the alleyway, since nobody lives there, not even near the house, you have a chotzer in between you and the house. So, abazoi, less be diurin, maybe not allowed to carry in the mobi dal damis. That's what Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi. Are you allowed to carry in this movi if it has no shtufim voice? Is Shosik? So Reb Asi didn't answer him back. He didn't say anything. We'll soon see there's a time of why he didn't answer him, like he does have a teretz really. But at least in the meantime, Reb Asi did not answer him at all. So the Gemara Maisa happened, Zimno Ashkechei to Yosef Vikomer. Once another time, Reb Zeira found Reb Asi saying over Shmu, saying over Halacha. What was he saying over? What was Reb Asi saying over? He was saying over, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Reb Yehuda Nasi. Reb Yehuda Shimon Lakish was saying over the name of Yehuda Nasi. Pama chas ashokachu, loy hei v'izmo mi'er Shabbos. One time it happened that the moil forgot before Shabbos to bring the knife to the house to make the meal on Shabbos. He forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos. Ve'viyu b'Shabbos. And the mice was, they came now on Shabbos, and they brought the knife on Shabbos. So Lechur, this is like Reb Lezer sheet in the Mishnah. And Lechur, the Kashrus, we don't hold like Reb Lezer. Is Beho Yadov Kosh Lechachom. The Chachom had a big Kashir. How is it Mutter? Heich Menichan Divrei Chachomim V'yaisim Krevi Eliezer. How come here they left over the Chachomim that say you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? You can't be Deich Shabbos for the Hechsher of a Milo. And they did like Reb Lezer that says it could be Deich Shabbos. Chod, the one Kashir is the Reb Lezer Shmuti Heavy. One kashrut is Reb Lezer himself was put into shamtu, means like into nidui. It's like you can't hold, you can't pass them like Reb Lezer. But the second Shan Rashi and the Beit Tosfos says is that they were from Beit Shammai. He was a Talmud from Beit Shammai. We don't pass them like Reb Eliezer. For Yoid, even without this, you could stand Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. When there's a machlokes a Yochid v'Rabim, the halacha is always like the Rabim. So Bezia, how could you paskin like Reb Lezer? How would they matter to carry the knife on Shabbos? To the Mokam Amilo, I according to Rabbon, it's not Reich Shabbos. The Yomer Rabbi Shabreshi said, Shialti as Reb Yehuda HaGoizim. As Rabbi Shabreshi also had this kasha. So Rabbi Shabreshi went to ask the Moyel, Reb Yehuda HaGoizim, HaGoizim Lashon like cutting, he was the Moyel. He asked the Moyel, how come you carry the knife on Shabbos? How you let it carry the knife to be Reich Shabbos with this? The Yomer Ali, and the Moyel answered back, Movui Shaloy Nishtat Fuboy. Heavy. I'll tell you the case where I carried the knife. I didn't carry through a Shusarabim. I only carried the knife through an alleyway, through a Movi. That the Movi, there was no Shtufim voice. V'yaisur, and I carried the knife. Mehai Reisha Lahai Reisha. I carried the knife from one side of the Movi to the other side of the Movi. That was the whole Maisa. So come to say, this is Muti even according to the Rabbonin. Because he didn't do any Issa, Bechlal, like he, Vice says, he holds you like I was Shaila. That's more for his voice. Omalei, so he said back, Svirle Lamar, Lachur Tzarai, you hold that Mobishla Nishtatfu, if you have this alleyway, like our original Shaila, that you did not make a Shtufim voice, so you did not let it carry from your house into the Movi, but I call upon him, if you have a clear like here the knife was before Shabbos in the Movi itself, that's the way you learn Poshit, that the knife was in the Movi itself, so you hold Muta Letalta Lekulai, you let it carry the knife all the way through to the other side of the Movi, and it's Muta Mechilu to do like this. V'yomale, and he entered back in, that's Taka the Locha, so he brought a Mariah to our original Shaila. So that's the terrace, the reason how they carried the knife on Shabbos. They didn't do any Yisur, they didn't even do Pasha, they didn't even do an Ister Rabbonin. The knife was on one side of the Movi, and all they did was they carried it to the other side of the Movi. So this is Mutter to do Metchila. This is the Raya to our Shaila. In the Movi itself, since it has three walls, and the fourth wall has a Lechi Bekorah, it's considered like a Rishus HaYochid, that you're allowed to carry in the Movi itself a Kli that started out in the Movi from the beginning of Shabbos. Is Omalei. So now Rav Ashi had Rav Zera had a time with Rav Ashi. I was Zimnin boy Minoches. Before the question, the Shaila was, Rav Zera asked the Shaila was before to Rav Ashi. Lo yamate lihochin, you didn't answer me then. So how come now you're answering me before you didn't answer me? So he said back, Dilma, so like the vice place, Rav Zera like was answering Rav Ashi. It was giving a terrorist why Rav Ashi didn't answer me before. Val Dilma agav shitvacho royit lecho gemorcho. And since you learned this very fast, so now, yes, you the Shaila, you didn't remember this Maisa, what happened here with Yehuda Moil, that told them over that this was the Maisa. Omalayin, see, in fact, that's back to the truth. Agav Shitfer Hitnali Gemori. Hey, since I was learning very fast then, I forgot this Raya. Le'anachnami. You have to remember now, he has a Kloraya from this Maisa to our original Shaila, that you allow to carry on Shabbos in the Movi from one side of the Movi to the other side of the Movi. There's no Issa de Rabbanan to carry in the Movi itself, even though they did not make a Shtufim voice, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the Movi, but I call upon him in the Movi itself, it's Mutta to carry from one side to the other side. So Mela comes to say it's Mutta, and Allah we hold like this also. You let it carry from one side to the other side in the Movi itself. Yeah, well, let's see Rashi. Shloi nishtat fuboi. Eruvai is Rashi. Eruv de chatzeres b'movi kori shittuf. Okay, so when you want to make an Eruv to be able to carry into the Movi, it's called Loshin Shittuf. Shtufim voice. See him after Eruv and more about this. His head of Shal was ma'al letaltol. V'toichoi b'kuloi. Are you allowed to carry in the alleyway in the Movi itself? Kelim sheshiftoi betoichin. If you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was in the Movi, ulohaitzio min hachot letoichoi pshita lon de yosef. Rashi is saying, avadi nala to carry from the chotzer into the Movi, v'chein mimenu lechotzer. Who then you can carry from the Movi into the chotzer? That's awesome. Right, lamayisu. Right, there's not lalach. Lach, we hold that this is mutter also. Right, we'll see about this more mesech tervin. Abema chotzer afagav delay irvu. Rashi, harbei batim shebechotzer. We have a few houses opening up into one backyard, and they didn't make an eruv chatzeres biyachad. For yosal lahachnas loitzi mi batim lechotzer mechotz lebatim. They're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, but you can't carry from the chotzer into your house. Of a still mutlo talto bekulai, ma shenim tza betoichi. If you have a chair that was in the backyard from before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to carry it around all around the backyard. Rashi, oh, you know that Hechatimsa, oh, the God of Shertzil Minabais. If you have your clothing that you're wearing, your hat, and so on Shabbos, you carried it out into the Chotzer. Derech Malbush, it's Mutter to wear your clothing out into the Chotzer. And then, now, Peshton, you took it off in the Chotzer. Oh, Metal Tobakula, you let it carry all around the Chotzer now. The Divri Hakil, according to everybody. Right, then Rashi goes in different sheets here. Rashi, Divri Hakil. The Gimel Machlekes saying Vierven. The three Machlekes in the Masech Dervin. Perko Gaga. So Divri Meir Gagin Rishus Liatzman and Matatim Zelazir. All roofs like one Rishus. the Filush of Bailam Haba in the Ravon to different people. For the Chatzeris also was just the Yatzman. The Tatla Zubazubla Yerv, Kalim Shashif to Betechen. You carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Avaloy Migagalin Chatzeris, that's how we may. You can't carry from a roof into somebody's backyard. For Kafif was just the Yatzman. Well, there were Chachomim Chom hold no, Gagin Vachatzeris to Shusachas. A backyard and a roof is considered one Rishus. But the Kafif was like parks of Rishus Achas. You can't carry from a park into a Chatzer. Well, the Divri of Shimon, the way we hold Alocha, like we had before, Kula Rishus Achas Chutz Min Abatim. They're all considered one Rishus. If you have a Kela that's in the Chatzer, you can carry it from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, to a park, to a gag, to a roof. It's all considered like one Rishus. Like we said, they had before. Since they all have four walls, and it doesn't blow, nobody lives there, it's all considered like one big Rishus Ayochim. Rashi, Inami, it says as far as what's different. Inami Chatzer is Pedirin, Kloy Masun Lishtamish Botodir. Obahai ain't by Durin, Shad Durin Babatim Hain, via Batim Such Mechatez Rotel Lamovi, but people don't live in the Movi. So Zim the Pamach, they found this Meister, Evaita, Rama Rabbi Shil, Eisen, Shoya Koshalei, and Masha Shamu, Shilus Rabbi Uda Goiz, and Moilus Atinoikis, via Sio Meharisha. So Rashi, what was the Wizard Shver Rashi? Rashi says, what was the Meister? How did they take the knife from one side of the Movi to the other side of the Movi? Rashi Shoya Tinik Babais. The Tinik was in a house. Shabrosha Movi in the beginning of a Movi. The Yizm of a Bayez Shabrosha Acher. And the knife was on the other side of the Movi, in the house on the other side, Chiknegdoi. Atkan Divri Abasi. Sechur Zeresh Ferashi. Kundus face, they carried the knife from one house, one side of the Movi, all the way through the alleyway, into the other house where the Tinik was. Sechur Shver, this is Ichasa. Since there was no Shtufim of voice, you're not allowed to carry from a house into the Movi. Our whole shalom is to carry if something started out in the Movi itself. Can you carry through the Movi? So that's mutter. But here we're saying the mice was they carried out from the house into the Movi. For that there's no heter. So then it's in the Mashur is this kasha. The Mashur wants to say the teretz is like this, that really the Rabbonin, it's only an issue of the Rabbonin. Now the shalom, sometimes Rabbonin said, Machmas, there is the Rabbonin, he can't even be doicha to do the mitzvah smila. Why? Because it looks like people think you're allowed to carry through Rishus Rabbim. So they're not to be over Nisa the Rice of the Banu Machmir. But here, since carrying through the Movi itself really is mutter, so there's no real gzera people think you're allowed to carry through Rishus Rabbim. See, even though with the Rabbonin you're not allowed to carry from your bayis into the Movi, that's only Nisim the Rabbonin. But Malka Milo the Rabbonin were in Geyser. If the Rabbonin were only Geyser and Nisa the Rabbonin, if it looks now like you're going through Rishus Rabbim, people will come to be Matur Nisa the Raisa. But here with this the Gemara and Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Mor Itma. Omar Rabbi Zeira. Omar Rav. Movui Ishle Nishtatfu Boi. If you have a Movui that didn't make a Shtufi Mavoyis, Ishle Nishtatfu Boi, that means that you're not allowed to carry out from your chutz, from your house, into the chutzer, into the Movui. Is Dalocha Ein Metaltlin Boi, Ele Bedal Damas. If you're now inside the Movi, you're not allowed to carry in the Movi, only Dalad Amos. This was like the shalom we had before, and here is passing that it's Osir. If you have a keli that's inside the Movi, you're not allowed to carry this chair through the Movi, Dalad Amos. That's the way Reb Zera said over from Rav. But what tonight, what? If the Movi did not have its own Shtufim voice. We'll soon see the Hezber. Omer Abaya, Ho Milso Omer Reb Zera, Vulei Pirsha. Abaye said that what Reb Zera said over this halacha in the name of Rav, it wasn't mafarish the din exactly when did Rav say it. Adioso Rav Baravua, until Rav Baravua came, and he said a hezber in this halacha. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. The Nachman said over in the name of Rav Baravua, Omer Rav in the name of Rav. That what? Mo voishlo nishtat for boy, a ruve chatzerus imbatim. If you have a movui that all the chatzerim together did not make a shittuf, did not make an eruv. So come to say is that you're not allowed to carry from the chatzerois into the movi. Is in such a case ain metaltlim boy. You're not allowed to be metaltl in this movi eleba daodams. You could only carry in the movi daodams. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. Eruv chatzeris. That means shabemovi im botehim. That means the bnei chatzeris did not make it. What does that mean? Shebnei habatim moitzim lechatzrosayim. As they have an eruv chatzeris between the houses and their own chatzerim, they do have an eruv.
שירבו באתם הפסוכים מחוצה יחד, וכן בני חוצר החרס, אבל בני החצרס הנשתתכו במובי.
As in a case is like this, usually a movi will soon see is that two houses open up into one chotzer, and then you have two different, at least two different chatzerim opening up into the movi. So in a case where the two houses opening up into the chotzer made an eruv, you're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. But the two chatzerim though did not make an eruv into the movi. So you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi. So in such a case, Rav said it's also to carry Dal Damis in the Movi. This is the case where it's also. But what about Lo Irvu? Chatzeros in Batim, but let's say nobody made an Erev Chatzeros at all. Lo Irvu Chatzeros in Batim. That means from the houses, you're not allowed to carry into the Chotzer. In such a case, Muta Letalto Bekulei. Then you're allowed to carry throughout the whole Movi. Even more than Dal Damis, as if you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was in the Movi, in the alleyway, you're allowed to carry the chair all along the alleyway. As Avada, we're talking about now where this Movi has three mechitzis, and on the fourth side there is a lechi or a kairim. So really it has a din reshus hayochid, and therefore you're allowed to carry all through the Movi. And we'll soon see what the chilut from the reshu and the sefer is. So drashia b'loy irvu chaserisim boteim she'asurim b'nei habatim lohoitzi miboteim lachaserim. In a case where it's also to take out from the bayis into the chotzer, in such a case now mutla tauto b'kulei. That means kelim she'ashiftoi b'toichoi. If you have a chair that was in the movi at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry this chair all along the movi, all along the alleyway. L'kam meforish time. Soon we'll explain what the difference. Is when are we allowed to carry in the Movi only if it's also to carry on Shabbos from the house into the Chotzer, into the Movi. But in a case where you're allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer, you have an Eruv Chatzeros, then we say it's also for us to carry in the Movi more than Dal Damis. Is a Chur Fret Gemara Maishna, what's the difference? Maishna, you're telling me a Svara Ki Eruv Chatzeros in Batim, in the Reisha. Where they made an Eruv Chatzeros, that you're allowed to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, that it's Mutter, what's the Svar, why then? You're not allowed to carry in the Movui, will say the Nitku Chatzeros is considered like the Chatzeros are not here anymore. Nitku, they were taken away. For Nasu Batim, if that's the chance for the Eruv Chatzeros. When you make an Eruv, now we say it's as if the Chotzer and the Bayis is one Rishus, so we don't see the Chotzer here anymore. It's all considered like one Bayis. So that's why you're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. So I'll tell you, in such a case, then the movi does not have a din movi, and that's why you're not allowed to carry in the movi. Why? For Rav Latayme, because Rav goes according to his shita. To Yomar Rav, Rav says, Ein ha movi niter belechi v'koyram. As when did the Rabbanim give this kulam to a movi, that's this alleyway, that even though it only has three walls to it, but on the fourth wall, even though you only have a koyra, that's a beam going straight up, or else that's the curve is a beam going across on top, or else you have a lechi, a beam going straight up. When did the Rabbanim give these kulis that you're allowed to carry in a movi that on the fourth wall it only has a curve or a lechi? It doesn't have a real wall, it only has a curve or a lechi. It's in a regular chotzer, in a regular backyard, or your chotzer. You're not allowed to carry there if you don't have four walls. Only in a movi, the Rabbanim gave this new heter in an alleyway. They gave a new heter to carry in the alleyway if you have a kari v'lechi. Now, when did they give this heter? So it's Rav Achiyeh Batim v'chatz.